From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. NATO ministers meeting in Lisbon agree that troop reductions will start in Afghanistan next year, with a handover to Afghan security forces in 2014. As NPR's Eric Westervelt reports from Lisbon, the transfer of control will be gradual.
NATO officials hope the plan amounts to a credible transition strategy for a 9-year war that is increasingly unpopular, especially with European voters. The plan centers on training enough competent security forces to start turning over some provinces to full Afghan control by next summer. NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen.
The direction starting today is clear towards Afghan leadership and Afghan ownership.
Rasmussen added the handover plan does not mean NATO will abandon the country after 2014 and let it slip back into chaos. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Lisbon.
The U.S. is asking Pakistan to expand the area over which unmanned CIA drones can drop missiles. A senior Pakistani intelligence official says permission denied. U.S. forces have been targeting operatives for the Taliban and al-Qaeda in the lawless region along Pakistan's border, where Pakistan's own military has not taken action against the militants. Senate Republicans say if the Bush-era tax cuts are not extended before the year is out, the result will be even higher unemployment. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell spoke in the GOP weekly address.
It's not too late to focus on the priorities of the American people. And Republicans in Congress are eager to work with anyone, Republican or Democrat, who is willing to do so.
McConnell says it's more important than debating gays in the military. Airline pilots won't have to go through controversial X-ray scanners and pat-down searches that passengers do. NPR's Richard Knox reports on an agreement that the pilots reached with federal officials.
Faced with lawsuits from angry pilots, the Transportation Security Administration has told pilots they'll be exempted from the security gauntlet as long as they fly with a U.S. carrier, they're on airline business, and they're in uniform. Pilots will have to show two forms of identification and be checked against crew rosters. Two pilot unions complained about the X-ray doses that pilots get from many of the scanners, on top of the radiation they get from cosmic rays at high altitudes. Those who chose not to be scanned were required to have thorough pat-downs. But the pilots persuaded the TSA this was unnecessary because they already undergo rigorous security screening before they can fly the plane. The new exemption does not apply to flight attendants. Richard Knox, NPR News.
Water problems in New Orleans. The Times-Picayune reports citizens on the east bank of the city have been told to boil all water after a power failure at a water purification plant. This is NPR News. Thousands of people are expected in Columbus, Georgia this weekend for the annual protest of a military school at Fort Benning that trains Latin American soldiers. Edgar Treguts of Georgia Public Broadcasting reports demonstrators are planning a different tactic this year.
For 20 years now, School of the Americas Watch protesters have been arrested for crossing onto the grounds of Fort Benning. They say it's an act of civil disobedience. The federal offense carries a fine and 6 months in prison, and organizers say through the years, more than 250 people have served time. But SOA Watch founder Roy Bourgeois says this year the plan is to cross onto the base through city property.
The penalty is not as harsh. Make it a few days in the county jail, or you may have to pay a fine or do community service. It's a different ball game in a sense.
The SOA Watch gathering commemorates the murder of Salvadoran priest 21 years ago by soldiers who had once trained at the school. For NPR News, I'm Edgar Treguts in Atlanta.
Law officers are preparing to move into a rugged canyon near Moab in Utah, where they think a gunman who shot and wounded a Utah State Park ranger has fled. The lawman was shot 3 times last night while patrolling the popular Poison Spider Mesa biking trail and was hospitalized in critical condition. Authorities say the suspect's car has been found, and officers think the gunman fled on foot into a nearby canyon. A federal judge has granted Alaska Tea Party candidate Joe Miller a temporary injunction on the certification of the Senate race there. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.
Support for NPR.